From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is bluntly criticizing NATO and warning that the alliance faces what he calls a dim, if not dismal, future. Gates says a lack of political will and insufficient military spending by member nations could lead lawmakers in Congress to question whether the U.S. should keep supporting the alliance.
There will be dwindling appetite and patience in the United States Congress and in the American body politic writ large to expend increasingly precious funds on behalf of nations that are apparently unwilling to devote the necessary resources or make the necessary changes to be serious and capable partners in their own defense.
Gates speaking to fellow NATO defense ministers in Brussels, his final policy speech before stepping down as defense secretary at the end of this month. Syria's state TV says government troops and tanks have begun operations to restore security in a town in the northwest that's a focus of pro-democracy demonstrations. Heavy gunfire is reported in a nearby village. Thousands of Syrians have been fleeing across the border into Turkey. NPR's Deborah Amos in Beirut says Turkey's prime minister is calling the ongoing crackdown in Syria savagery.
Turkey's prime minister said he could support a United Nations resolution condemning Syria's crackdown, which has been stalled by Russia and China. Turkey is one of Syria's strongest allies, but the friendship has been strained by the violent response to the three-month protest movement. Thousands of Syrian refugees escaped to Turkey over the past few days as Syrian tanks entered the town of Jisr el-Sukhur near the border. Refugee accounts say some security police refused orders to shoot unarmed protesters there. Some dissident security officers are among those refugees. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
Fire crews in Arizona are bringing in heavy equipment to help them battle the huge wildfire raging in the eastern part of the state. Firefighters have been making some progress in slowing the spread of the flames, but the blaze has already destroyed nearly two dozen homes in one town alone, and scores of others are vulnerable. Fire Information Officer Jim Whittington says it's difficult watching people learn that their homes and possessions have been destroyed.
It doesn't matter if they're rich or poor, if they live in a mansion or if they live in a very small house. The pain on people's faces is exactly the same.
So far, the wildfire is only about 5% contained. The heat wave that's been gripping the eastern half of the nation is being blamed for at least 8 deaths so far. Cooling centers were set up in several cities yesterday, including New York, where Estelle Gale says the heat seems to have descended on that city suddenly.
It went from winter to summer. We didn't have any spring. I didn't feel any spring.
Forecasters say temperatures are likely to ease up slightly over the weekend. President Obama and the First Family will escape the sizzling temperatures in the nation's capital and spend the weekend at Camp David. This is NPR News from Washington. Jury deliberations are expected to begin this morning in Chicago in the retrial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich on corruption charges. Blagojevich says he's glad he got a chance to testify after not taking the stand at his first trial.
I would have been certainly willing to spend 2.5 years on the stand to get the full story out.
Blagojevich faces 20 criminal counts in this trial. He insists that he is innocent. The Dallas Mavericks are one win away from their first National Basketball Association championship. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the Mavs finally got their potent offense untracked, downing the Miami Heat 112-103 last night to take a 3-2 lead in the series.
After 4 hard-fought games dominated by defense, the Mavs and Heat went on a scoring spree. Both topped 100 points for the first time in the finals. Dallas had 5 players score in double figures. The Mavs sank a near-record 13 three-point shots. Guard Jason Terry said it was just a matter of time before Dallas's shooters started connecting.
I said to myself, I said to my teammates, we're not going to continue to miss those open shots that we're getting. And when you get those opportunities, knock them down.
Miami's best player, Dwayne Wade, suffered a hip injury that kept him out of parts of the game. Wade says he'll be fine for Game 6 Sunday in Miami. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Dallas.
The head of Germany's National Disease Control Center says investigators have determined that vegetable sprouts grown in that country are the cause of the E. coli outbreak in Europe that has killed 29 people so far and sickened nearly 3,000 others. That conclusion was reached even though no test of the sprouts have come back positive, based instead on the pattern of the outbreak. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.